Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. People have always wondered about how the world is and how it came to be this way. Today, scientists' spectacular and often unsettling discoveries require new responses to these very old questions. Our guest is Kurt Brown. He is a poet. He's among a growing number of artists working to make science's emerging new views of the universe, our cosmology, accessible to us all. Mr. Brown believes that the intersection of poetry and science is a natural. Both poets and scientists are posing the ancient questions and are seeking new answers.
The questions are the crowbar that could pry open a little rift in your mind and in your thinking and what you think about the universe or the world, about experience. I think poets are willing to live in uncertainty, like the scientist, willing to live in uncertainty, because the uncertainty will lead you farther than certainty will.
In addition to being an award-winning poet himself, Kurt Brown is also founder of the Aspen Writers Conference and Writers Conferences and Centers. He edited both The Measured Word on Poetry and Science and Verse and Universe, Poems About Science and Mathematics, as well as other books. Bill Russell and I both are intrigued by what science is discovering, and we are ourselves discovering poetry. But we were surprised to find poets so clearly focused on the sciences. So we came to this conversation with Kurt Brown with great curiosity. Kurt Brown, Bill Russell's, and my lives were very much enriched by having sort of an honorary grandfather. His name was Herman B. Wells, and he was an educator. He was the chancellor at Indiana University. And at the end of his life, well into his 90s, I did a three-day marathon interview with him because he was still very sentient and in his 90s. And at the end of these 3 days, I said, is there anything that really concerns you as you look toward the future that you've been getting us all ready for? And he knew he was in his 90s. And he said, well, Paula, there's one thing that really does concern me. And of course, I said, what's that, Dr. Wells? And he said, well, now understand, I am a card-carrying Methodist. I said, okay. And he said, I'm really concerned that we've outlived our stories, that we are living in a time that the stories, whether you're talking about any of the children of Abraham, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, these are agricultural stories. And in this current era, we don't have any stories, and we don't know what the next ones are. Mm-hmm. And I said to Dr. Wells, that's a big worry for you, and it is for us all. And I said some stuff, but I should probably have said, the poets are working on it, and the scientists are working on it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the answer?
Yeah, in a way, I would think, because if you want to look at science as a story, it's the cosmology of our present day, and we say, this is the way it is, and everyone before us was mistaken in some way, but they were trying, and then they had to find out something was actually, the Earth really was going around the sun and not the other way around, and so we had to change everything. And those are stories that change, but we think we've got it right now. But I always look at it as it's a story. It's a, as Patty Ann Rogers says in one of these books, it's a very beautiful, complicated, complex, interesting story. If you can, and if you know the language.
Even cosmology is a word that people don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't talk about cosmology much.
They probably think it's something you do with your face,
cosmology. Well, it's the story of the cosmos, isn't it? Isn't that what cosmology is?
Yeah, it's the story of the cosmos. Yeah, cosmogony would be the beginning of the cosmos, particularly focused on that subject. But cosmology would be the story of the cosmos. But, you know, writers sometimes say, Bill Kittredge, the writer out west in Montana, and he says, we have it wrong that the universe is not made of atoms and molecules. It's not. The universe is made of stories. That's what things are made out of.
Certainly
in one way, that's true. But now our current story, as Patty Ann says, our current story is a very, very incredible one. Our particular cosmology and cosmogony and the way the world is and how it started, the way the universe is.
It's just
a fabulous one.
The language is something to which we either do or don't have access. You say physicists to most people and they say, stop, math. And yes. That's not true anymore. Aren't the physicists and the poets finding a place to meet in the middle?
Well, we're hoping. There have been some writers, some scientists who are now making scientific concepts, ideas, discoveries palatable to general readers. And that's been great. The Lauren Isleys and the Lewis Thomases and so forth. I mean, those things are fascinating. But I think people still back up a little bit when they think about mathematics, which is the language of science, as our language, regular language, is the language that we use every day, the language of literature. But, you know, if I see two numbers talking on the corner of the street, I sort of run the other way. However, I took a course recently that was, recently in the last 5 or 6 years, it was entitled something like Mathematics for Poets. And another poet friend of mine and I went, and for the first time I started to understand prime numbers and some other concepts. And the minute I caught a glimpse of it, I understood instantly how incredibly beautiful it was. I saw this arc going off into infinity. Like, because I had to make an image of it, a concrete image in my mind, because numbers are so abstract. The minute I saw that, I thought, this is incredible. But I had to see it. And so then I wasn't so afraid, and I wanted to see more. Of course, I haven't. But
well, and you do every day as you write poetry. This is Kurt Brown. Bill Russell and I are delighted to be in his company. We'll be back in a moment with a great deal more about poetry, science, and the universe, the cosmos. Be with us when we return.